Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Disorderly conduct charges are now dropped against a Romanian pastor in Illinois. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is a good development, Holly. The case, of course, is still continuing with regards to our lawsuit against the unconstitutional orders from Governor J.B. Pritzker in Illinois. But this was one of the assaults that these pastors faced in our case against Illinois. Logos Baptist Ministries pastor, Pastor Daniel Chu of the Romanian Church, and also the pastor of the Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church. Both of those are our clients. But in this case, Pastor Chu is located in the city of Niles, right outside of Chicago. And he was charged with four disorderly conduct citations.
Disorderly conduct.
Yeah, disorderly
citations.
Conduct.
Let's just let that sink in for a minute, for having church services.
Now, lest you think that he actually resisted or was disorderly, what was on the charge was, you're being disorderly because they checked off a box, or they wrote a little note in it, I should say. You're having worship service with more than 10 people. Worshiping with more than 10 people is, quote, disorderly conduct, close quote.
Even though they have a large sanctuary, they have social distance, so they gave them a $200 fine per each service. So that totaled up to $800 for having two consecutive Sundays of peaceful worship services.
A morning and evening service, two consecutive Sundays.
And this pastor has come from communist Romania, Matt.
Yeah, and he's been there and done that.
Yeah.
You know, there is a statement that Mark Batterson has written in one of his books, and it's a statement about somebody who is an expert in various kinds of vegetation, trees, plants, etc. And he says it in the context of learning more about the Bible and learning more about our Lord. And the phrase is, learn more, see more. The more you learn, the more you see. And he illustrates this by saying, you know, we go outside, we see these trees, and they're trees. They're nice trees. We may not even know the name of them, but we certainly don't know all the details about them. Mm-hmm. But somebody who's versed in plants and bushes and trees, they go outside and they see these amazing plants and bushes and trees and grass.
They experience a lot more as a result.
Because they've learned more.
Right.
Now, apply that here. These pastors see more of the implications and the threats of communism coming to America.
Right. They see the red flags. They see the
because they've
on
learned
the wall.
It yeah. in real time in communist Romania.
Right.
They've been there. They've done that. They don't ever want to return. The reason why they're here is because they didn't want to be there.
Right.
The reason why they're here is because this was the land of freedom. Mm-hmm. This was the place where they longed to come, to immigrate, the land of the free, religious freedom. The churches are full. The grocery stores actually have food on the shelves. And this was the land of freedom. And so these pastors, Pastor Chu, Pastor Christian Ionescu, the other pastor of Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church, and many other church members have migrated from Romania under communism and became U.S. citizens, and they love America as their country.
And you know, at this time, the charges against Pastor Ionescu are still in place.
Yeah, so we were having to go to court on this, but fortunately we got them dismissed, at least here in this situation. And they should have never been filed.
Right.
But imagine, you know, you're a Romanian immigrant. You grew up in a communism, and you saw communism come into your country of Romania from the Soviet Union. And the Soviets came there to impose communism in Romania and took over the whole system. And communism ultimately resulted in confiscating Bibles that were smuggled in by missionaries, shredding them to make them out of toilet paper. That's how they would insult the Bible. Mm-hmm. Humiliating children on Monday when school started because they wouldn't come to the school events on Sunday, and putting them in a circle and humiliating them as Sunday keepers.
Yeah, our attorney, Harry Meehan, experienced that himself.
Every Monday, that's right. What he experienced. And, of course, you had the same thing with Sabbath keepers that would be humiliated for not going to school on Saturday. But you also had people going to prison. In fact, the communist revolution that overthrew communism was started because a pastor was arrested in the very town where Harry Meehan, our vice president of legal affairs at Liberty Counsel, grew up as a 12-year-old boy. And his dad was a pastor, so he understands, and all the Romanians understand, what it's like to live under communism. This particular pastor in this town where the revolution began was arrested. But, you know, a lot of pastors had been arrested. They get arrested because they're preaching off the approved communist script. Or maybe they're smuggling in Bibles and missionaries are being housed there. Lots of reasons. Mm-hmm. Some of the pastors that are here in America now, they still have the scars on their back. And, you know, I heard Bibi Netanyahu said, those who carry the scars of war, they appreciate the blessings of peace. Those who carry the scars of communism appreciate the blessings of freedom here in America. And these people carry the scars of communism. And the people there in this town decided to gather outside the pastor's house and pray and pray and pray. And nightfall fell, and they continued to pray. Other people gathered. That's where the revolution started, because they wanted to disperse the crowd. But the crowd was hollering, shouting, we need God and libertate, liberty. And the revolution started breaking out in other places. And then Ceausescu wanted to crush it in Bucharest, the capital, and it backfired on him. And the people started chanting during his speech. He had to escape in a helicopter. He was caught and tried and convicted and hung in 24 hours on Christmas Day, the first day of freedom for the Romanians, December 25, 1989. That's the background of these people. And that's why they came here. And to come to America and to get disorderly conduct for having more than 10 people in your sanitized, socially distanced church where you're protecting people's health and safety.
So we praise God, you know, for this victory, for these charges to be dropped. But we're still going to petition this case to the Supreme Court. It's not over yet.
Within the next few days, we will be filing a petition. We'll talk about it on another program to the United States Supreme Court on behalf of Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church and Logos Baptist Ministries. These two churches that are in the Chicago region, Elim is actually in Chicago. Logos is in Niles, very close to Chicago. And we're asking the Supreme Court to take this case. It's ready to review the merits. There's lots of conflicts among the courts out there around the country, at the Court of Appeals, in the lower courts, all over the country. It's time to put this to an end. We want to make sure that this governor of Illinois and all the rest of the governors never go back to this oppressive regime. Look, in 1947, the U.S. Supreme Court in the Everson versus Board of Education case said this, that the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment means at least this, that neither the state nor the federal government can force someone to attend church nor stay away from church against their will. And that's exactly what's happening. And the governor doesn't have the power over the church to say you cannot exist, you cannot meet, or if you can meet, you can only have 10 people, as it was in Illinois when we filed the suit, no matter whether you have a several thousand seat sanctuary, 10 people. I mean, that's ridiculous. But yet, the abortion centers and the other places, the liquor stores, they can meet, they can jam the stores. So can the big box centers and the super centers, jam the stores, the warehouses. They can be jammed together for hours together, the employees, side by side, and work all day, 5-6 days a week, and no problem. But churches, they've deemed not to be essential. Look, the church is more essential now than it ever has been. It's always been essential. We don't need the government to tell us it's essential. It is essential. We have our Lord Jesus Christ who says it's essential, that the gates of hell are not going to prevail against his church. And so we are more than honored and blessed to represent these pastors and churches. I mean, it is really a blessing to see these shepherds standing up for their flock and defending the faith. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.